So it is Parsis Tetzaveh, but it is also last time we're going to meet before Purim. So let's discuss a Shaila in Hilchos Purim, a halacha related to Mishloach Manos. And the question we want to ask, which hopefully we'll answer, is can you be Yotzei Mishloach Manos with Milchig's Mishloach Manos? Person who wants to send chocolate milk and a cream cheese bagel, something like that. Would that be enough to fill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos? Is that lechatchila b'diavad? So before we answer that, we need to give a bit of background to the two famous reasons offered for why we have the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. First of all, it's a gzeiras hakasuv, so to speak. It is in the Megillah we have to give Mishloach Manos because that's what it says in the mitzvah of Purim, as laid out by Mordechai and Esther. But there is the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen writes in Chelek Aleph, and he says, "Kadeshia l'kol dai v'sipek v'kayim hasuda kadina." The purpose is to make sure that every single Jew has the ability and has the wherewithal in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a suda. And therefore, we provide food in the form of Mishloach Manos. We see that the Gemara Megillah tells us that some of the Amorayim just switched sudos, and that was enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The Kolbo writes the same thing. The Lavush writes the same thing in Hilchos Purim. And others note that other Rishonim learned that this is the reason as well. And the Chasam Sofer in the Shuvos and Or HaChaim, he asks that if this is the reason, how can you fulfill the mitzvah if the other person has all the food they need for the Suda? So the Chasam Sofer says that the Takana was enacted so that people wouldn't be embarrassed if they didn't have food. That's where this comes from. The other famous sheet is that of the Manos HaLevi. Rosh Shlomo HaLevi Alkabetz, in his magnum opus Perush on Megillas Esther, writes towards the end of his Perush, that is to show Shalom Vareos, because Haman went and spoke Lashon Hara about the Jewish people, that we are Am Mefuzar Meforad, we don't get together, we bicker, we're not close, there's no friendship, and we want to show that we are the opposite of what Haman accuses us of being. This idea is also referenced by the Maharal in his Perush Or Chadash, and it's also in the Binyan Siyan Chelek Aleph, the Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim as well. Many of the Achronim bring this reason that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is in order to have and to bring friendship and kindness between one Jew to the next. Now, the Chakira would seem to show that according to the Trumas HaDeshen, one cannot be Yotzei the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos with Milchigs. Why? Because, as we're going to show in a second, the Suda of Purim has to be Fleishig. So if you're going to give milchigs as your Mishloach Manos, and the Suda of Purim has to be Fleishig, well then I did not help my neighbor fulfill the mitzvah of the Suda if I give milk and cookies. That would not be sufficient. But according to Rosh Shlomo HaLevi Alkabetz, according to his reasoning, the milchig Mishloach Manos still creates Shalom Vareis. It will create friendship. Okay, I can't eat it at the meal, but nevertheless, you did do something nice for me. Now, Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher on the Mo'adim on Purim, and he argues that there's no chakir here. The Manos HaLevi is a drush. It's important that you give Mishloach Manos because it'll bring friendship. But the Trumas HaDeshen is the pshat, and therefore, according to most poskim, on Purim, the Suda has to be meat and not milchigs. It's because of the Simcha we'll see as well. And therefore, it would seem to come out that it's important that one would need to have Fleishigs for the Suda, and therefore Fleishig Mishloach Manos. Who says that the Suda of Purim has to be Fleishigs? Well, the Trumas, the Lekhet Yosha writes the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, that Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin, and you have to make sure that you have Fleishigs at the Purim Suda. There's a Gemara Masechem Daf Samaches, and the Gemara Masechem discusses whether Yantav should have an elaborate meal or not. The question is, Chasil Hashem, Chasil Hachem, is Yantav for only spiritual things, only for physical things? All opinions agree, though, that Shavuos has to have an elaborate meal. Why? Because Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. And Kabbalah Satorah is a simcha for Klal Yisrael, not just for Hashem. And therefore, we need to celebrate in the way of having a large meal. The Shiltos has a girsa in his version of the Gemara that Purim also has a chi of Suda. Why? Because Purim is also a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Purim is a day of receiving the Torah. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. We accepted the Torah again. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah in Perek Beis, Ketzad chol besa suda zu sheyechol basar. How do you fill the Suda of Purim? It has to be with meat. Yisakin suda na kafi asher timsabo, and you have to have a nice suda according to one's ability. So the Trumas Hadeshen, the Rambam, the Shiltos, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch to Siman Tafrei Sarivav, he's talking about an onen, someone who has somebody, a relative, pass away, but they didn't yet do the kvura. Yesh mi she'omer she'onen mutter bebas v'yayin. Generally, an onen, it's osurfen to have meat or wine before the kvura. But some people say it's mutter for an onen to have bas v'yayin for the Sudas Purim. Why? D'lo asi ase de'yachid de'avelis. The onen has his own personal responsibilities of avelis. V'dachi ase de'rabim. But there's the public form of rejoicing of the Sudas Purim, which is d'oraisa l'smach Purim. There might be a mitzvah d'oraisa to rejoice on Purim. D'divrei kabbalah ninu shem k'divrei Torah. Because the mitzvahs of Purim come from the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im is ke'ilu, it's divrei Torah in some respect. And therefore, since there's a public mitzvah to rejoice with meat on the Sudas Purim, that pushes aside the individual mitzvah to not have meat if a person is an onen. So the Magen Avraham writes on that Siman Shulchan Aruch, "B'basar v'yayin mutzar mishum simchas Purim." There's a mitzvah of simchas Purim to have basar v'yayin. The Prima Gadim says it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, "Dechiyav simchas Purim b'basar v'yayin." You have to have a fleishik suda in the afternoon of Purim. And this is cited l'halacha by the Aruch HaShulchan and by the Mishnah Berurah. Many, many poskim agree and say that it has to be fleishings. Okay. Now, perhaps, so that would, again, let's go back to our alumnus. If, as we're going to argue, is according to most opinions, the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to provide someone with the food for the Suda, and the Suda has to be fleishings, you're obviously not going to have milchigs at your fleishig Suda. So if you give a milchig item for Mishloach Manos, you're not fulfilling the Ikar Din of the Mishloach Manos because it can't be eaten at the Purim Suda. So you'll say the following. Maybe, though, the recipient of the Milchig's Mishloach Manos, you give milk and cookies, I'll eat it in the morning for breakfast, and that should be enough. Maybe I'll have it in the morning for breakfast in Purim, and that will be like the Suda. I'll have a morning Suda. So let's look at the Shlo. The Shlo writes in his comments in Megillah, V'kol misha makdim mizaris biyosela so suda bashkama hu meshubach b'nai. It's a very chashuv thing, he says, to have the suda in the morning. V'chein kasav marina rav isulin shu rabu sav nagu b'chol shon ikar suda shachar, they'd have the suda in the morning. V'tama de mistabarho da zu suda zu neged sudas Esther. The suda of Purim corresponds to the suda that Esther made, the feast that she made for Haman Achashverosh. Shasasa al hamelach. Obviously, she made the suda when the kings eat. And when did the kings eat? The suda zu nitzla Haman, and it's that suda that Haman was hanged, and the suda of the kings, they eat in the morning. That's what the Shlach says. The idea of having a suda in the morning is also found in the Siddur of the Rashash, Rechai and Palaji, in the Moed L'Kolchai. And therefore, since it's not common to have meat in the morning, if you bring someone milchigs mishloach manos in the morning, could be mutal lechatchila. They'll wash, they'll have some bread, they'll have your milk, and they can have your milk and cookies, and that's how they could do it. They could have the suit in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kasav eli rabbi b'shem ashla hamashuvach mishasa sudas b'shachras." It's a chashuv thing to have the suit in the morning. So if you ate milchigs in the morning, and then you don't go and have your fleishigs after chatzos. But technically, according to this, since I could have breakfast if you gave me milk and a bowl of cereal and a grapefruit, I could have breakfast with your Mishloach Manos, and I could have that in the morning. Now, I might not choose to do it, but theoretically, I could have it in the morning, and then I would have milchigs in the afternoon as well. Then I would have fleishigs in the evening, and maybe that would cover my bases to technically have a milchig suit in the morning for Purim and a fleishig suit in the afternoon. And that would then save anyone who gave milchigs for Mishloach Manos. I want to argue why I think that might not be correct. If a person eats a breakfast with bread, Purim, you come home from shul, you daven vasik, and you come home from shul 7, 8 o'clock, right? You sit down, you wash, you have a bagel, you have some toast. Maybe you'll say, you fulfilled the Iker Mitzvah of Sudas Purim, right? I had bread, it was Purim, that should be enough. And therefore, any Suda after Mincha with meat and other foods is a Hiddur. It's just an extra for Sudas Purim. It's Tosefis Simcha, but it's not the main Simcha, because I already was Yotzei the Mitzvah of the Suda by having my bread at breakfast. comes the Taz. The Taz writes in some Tafrit Sani, hey, where there was someone who eats the suit in the morning is Mekayim in the midst of Sudas Purim. The Taz is not sure. Why is he not sure? Because the Shla writes that if a person forgets Al HaNisim at the Suda, person had a Suda and they forgot to say Al HaNisim, he has to repeat benching. Now, Lamaisa, that's not what we do. The question is, does this refer to even someone who has bread for breakfast on Purim morning? Or is this the halacha only for the formal Suda of Purim in the afternoon? That's the question. When the Shla says that you forget Al HaNisim, that means any time I eat bread over Purim day, if I forget Al HaNisim, I have to return? Or only when I have the very special fancy suit in the afternoon? Is that only then if I had bread I have to return, I have to repeat for forgetting Al HaNisim? Now, that's the suffix of the Taz. Some hold that there's no kiyum of the Sudas Purim unless there is kavana that this is the formal Sudas Purim. And maybe since you had toast in the morning with some cream cheese, you'll say, oh, technically I had bread, it was Purim. But did you have kavana that was your Sudas Purim? No, you're just having breakfast before people came, before you had to run around giving mishloach manos. Look at the Prima Gadim. Mishnah Berurah cites this Prima Gadim. This Prima Gadim lays out a very important yesod. The Prima Gadol is in Siman Tafshin Sadihei. He writes, V'sudas Purim umatanos lavyonu mishloach manos. The Suda giving tzedakah and sending mishloach manos. Yesh lomar tzarech kavana. All of these things need to have kavana. If you gave money to someone on Purim, but you didn't have kavanas for matanos lavyonim, it could be it doesn't count. If I sent, by chance, I sent an Instacart order to somebody to do them a favor. I wanted to give them some food, but it wasn't my kavana, it was just for something else. Says the Prima Gadim, you don't fulfill it. And if you eat bread on Purim, says the Prima Gadim, but it wasn't your intention to be the actual Sudas Purim, you're not Yotze. Ubisiman Taf Ayin Hey, Magravram, Dematza, Shinani Yotze Chavein. Abba, you'll say, if I eat matzah on Pesach, if I had Hana, then I would still yotze the mitzvah. I didn't have kavana. Yishlomar suda ikar lezecher haneishnas adeh suda al kein bai kavana. What does he mean? That there's a din of suda on Purim. It's not a din of achila. It's not that there's a mitzvah to eat on Purim. There's a mitzvah to have a suda on Purim, and therefore it's not enough to eat something on Purim unless you have kavana that it's for a suda, right? By Pesach, if I had matzah but I wasn't paying attention, okay, that's fine. Why? Because I just have to eat matzah. But on Purim, I have to have a suda. And if I don't have kavana, this is to rejoice with the miracle of Purim, then I don't fulfill the mitzvah. If you look carefully at the Prima Gadim, you can see that he begins by comparing the three mitzvahs of the day and saying that they need kavana. But he never explains why. So I think that we could suggest that at the end of the comment, he says that there's a concept of suda, which is the main zecher l'nes, since the miracle happened with the suda. The reason the Prima Gadim says this at the end of his comment is to show that kol ha-mitzvot hayom, all of the mitzvot of the day, are part of the zecher l'nes. The giving tzedakah is part of the nes, mishloach manos is part of the nes, and for this reason, mishloach manos and matanos avyonim are really for what? It's all in preparation of the suda. Everything is about the Suda, which is a remembrance of the miracle. Now, another reason is that the Suda is also because of the Simchas HaYom, the Kiyum Yom Mischa V'Simcha. That's why wine is part of the Suda, because it increases the Simcha. What do we see from this Prima Gadim, though? If you come home Purim morning, Tuesday morning, and you have toast and some cream cheese, and you sit down and you wash and you bench, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, says Prima Gadim. Why? Because you need kavana. Unless you have kavana, it's not going to work. Well, if that's the case, there's no argument then to be made that technically I could have, technically the person might have a milchik suda sometime in the morning or the afternoon, and technically if I give mishloach manos, not a milchik, you could be outside. That's not true though, because you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim with basar v'yayin, and you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim if you have kavana. And you're not going to have that if you have it for breakfast. And therefore, we see that perhaps there is no mitzvah to be fulfilled with giving mishloach manos that is milchigs. Now, what if your friend brings you mishloach manos during the Suda and you're already fleishigs? What about that, Shaila? He brings you mishloach manos that's milchigs and you're already fleishigs. Now, according to the Manos HaLevi, according to Rosh Hashanah HaLevi Alkabetz, he's Yotze. Why? Because he did something nice. I feel connected to him. He gave me a gift. But according to the Trumas HaDeshen, you're not Yotze. I can't use your food, your milk and cookies, at my Suda. Many poskim say that if you send milk and mishloach manos to someone who ate fleishigs, you could still be Yotze. This is Rav Avadya Yosef writes in the Chazon of Avadya. Why? Because technically I showed my friendship. But Rav Elyashiv in the Torah Samoadim says that you shouldn't send milchigs to someone who's fleishigs. This is a similar topic to the issue of sending mishloach manos to someone and the foods you sent are not healthy for them to eat. Let's say somebody is a diabetic and you send them 8 pounds of sugar. Should you fulfill the mitzvah? Well, that depends. Shumas Hadeshin Manos HaLevi. According to Shumas Hadeshin, no, I can't use your food. I can't eat it. It's going to kill me. But according to the Manos HaLevi, it was very nice to send me a gift, even though it might kill me. So the Nishmas Avram, he writes that both Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein and, excuse me, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that if you send dairy to someone who ate meat, they would still be happy to receive the gift, and there if you fulfill the mitzvah. Now, the Nishmas Avram doesn't understand why this is correct. They can't eat it, and therefore he leaves it as something as a tzarach iyun. Sometimes, even if the recipient can't eat the food that's being sent, he can give it to children, others who are there. Let's look at the tshuvas of Rav Yosef Lieberman, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, who passed away this year. He's one of the great Roshei Kollel in Eretz Yisrael. He writes in the Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef in Chelek Vav. He says, "Nachzor inyanenu lemishloach manos she'enu ra'i la'achila mekabel." Sending mishloach manos that are not able to be eaten by the recipient. Shekasa b'sefer Piskei Tshuvas to after the Tshuvas Hadeshen Yatzah. According to Tshuvas Hadeshen, he thinks maybe be Yotzei. D'yachol lechabdo levnei veso la'archav. Because I can give it to my guests, I can give it to my children. I can't eat it. I'm eating fleishig, so my kids can eat it. Let's say the is a chumrah. So it's like sending milk eggs if I'm already fleishig. Even though by the end of the Purim day I can't eat it, I can give it to my children, I can give it to my guests, I can give it to bnei. But I can give it to my children. I can give it to guests. It shows his sense of kavod, and he brings the nishmas of Ran that we quoted before. She'en yotze mishloach manos hamachzik lebrios hamakabel. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says maybe it is good. Ukafishin is bar, as we are explaining above. Ki kol haheter hu kishiroi levnei beso ola orchav. The only heter to send a mishloach manos is if your family can eat it, your guests can eat it. Let's say a person is alone on Purim. Oh, Shamishlach Manos Eino Rai La'afachad Mivnei Beis, or nobody can eat it because everybody there is fleishigs. Or to the household or the guests, maybe there's a heksha that's not good. It's possible you wouldn't be Yosei at all. Ela'im Kein Shalach Od Mishlach Manos, you have to send another one. So, what do we see over here? Says Rav Yosef Lieberman, if nobody's going to be able to eat it, you might not be Yotze. The Ksav Sofer writes in the Tshuvas and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph that one should be Choshesh for the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos in all the ways that fulfill both the logic of the Manos HaLevi and the Tshuvas HaDeshen. And therefore, according to this Ksav Sofer, and according to what we said, it would seem that you need to send something that someone can have at the meal. And if you send mishloach manos that are milchik, and there's nothing in there that's parav, you don't have two separate items that are parav or fleishig, then it could be you might not be yotze in the midst of mishloach manos. And I heard Reb Shechter told me as well that it's probably better to not send milchik mishloach manos. You have to have at least two items there that would be parav. And this is something that people have to think about. People often think more about the theme of their mishloach manos and whether it matches their outfit more than perhaps what the actual mishloach manos are meant to do. The mishloach manos are meant to be part of the suda or potentially part of the suda, and therefore, yes, perhaps b'di'evet, according to the Manos HaLevi, one might fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manos because technically it could be had that the person is showing their friendship. But if we are to be machmer for the Chumash Hadeshin, which is the opinion of most poskim, and you send a milchig mishloach manos, and we already see that you cannot be yose that with the suda, so you have a problem. You might not have fulfilled mishloach manos. I think it is a proper thing to be choshish for, something that one needs to be careful about, to make sure that your mishloach manos is either fleishig, or that your mishloach manos is parav, or at least two of the items in your package are parav, so that a person could potentially have it at the Purim Suda. Okay. Questions?
No, one question.
Yeah,
I have one question. You mentioned earlier on that it's almost a doraisa, because it was done by the Nevi'im, and they got their authority from the Torah. Isn't that just kind of make a blanket statement that all Rabbanan in effect are doraisas?
Well, that's the chakira of the Shev Shmaisasa, because he says that whenever you violate a derabanan, you're also violating the Issa Doraisa as well of having to follow the derabanans. So it's a double-edged sword, he says. It's only if a person does it bekavana that they don't want to follow Chazal. If a person doesn't follow derabanan because they're lazy, that's something else. But the person says, I'm not going to follow because I also don't want to listen to the rabbis, then it could be you have a problem.
Okay.
Good Shabbos and Freilich and Purim, everyone.
Be well.